everybody. How y'all doing? It's good to see everybody on here. And Miss Heltzinger, it's good to see you, darling. And yeah, I got them. But through my nerves, I do have plenty of people praying for me. And the Holy Spirit has worked with me a few days now to help me with this. My mother-in-law and Candy's been praying for me. But anyway, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear Lord, for this day. And Lord, for everything that you do for us. Especially that you did for us on the cross. And especially, Lord, dear Heavenly Father, that you did for us from before the foundation. I thank you. And Lord, I ask you to be with me as I deliver this message. Settle my nerves, Lord, because you know that. And Lord, that I just deliver a message that is uplifting and can edify the body. For that is my will to do your will. For it's in your precious and holy name I pray. Amen. Gary, if you don't mind, I'll ask you to post for me. I'm gonna do Ephesians 1 over again, if that's all right. I know this is the mysterion message that I'm working on to know the mystery. And I was talking to a brother, and he said that if I felt like I didn't deliver the message the way I wanted to deliver it, that I should do it over again. And to my brother's advice, I'm going to do it over again. So for those of you that have your Bible in front of you, which I hope that's everybody, let's page 1759. If you notice, that's not Ephesians 1, but that's all right. This is the introduction to Ephesians, and I figured since I'm going to be doing a study on Ephesians and working on the mystery and getting to know, that would be epigenosko, the mystery, intensely, then we should just start from the start. So, in the introductory, it says Ephesians is the second of the great textbooks of doctrinal instruction for believers in this dispensation. In Romans, it set forth all the truth concerning the standing of the sinner in Christ, as having died and risen with him. Now we are taken further stage and taught that the sinner not only died and rose again, but that he is now in God's sight and purpose, seated, seated with Christ in the heavenlies. Romans ends with a reference to the revelation of the mystery. You can see the note on that on page 64. Ephesians takes up that subject and unfolds it to us. The doctrinal part of Romans ends with the 8th chapter, a chapter on which is built the foundation of Ephesians' truth. Go down to the next one, which proved that its sphere is heavenly. That's in 1:3. And it's revealed the great secret of this dispensation of grace, that individual sinners among Jews and Gentiles are being called out and formed into the church, which is his body, in which there is neither Jew nor Gentile, and that this church should be to the praise of the glory of his grace throughout eternity, and an object lesson, so to speak, to supermundane rulers and authorities in heavenlies of the glorious purpose of him in heading up in one all things in the dispensation of fullness of times. Having Christ personal as its glorified head and Christ mystical, the glorified members together with him in his body. This was the secret. You notice the term there, was? It's called mystery now. A lot of, we have people that complain that we, the body members, use the term mystery too much. I'm sorry. If it offends you, it's too bad. Because if Scripture says mystery, then that's what we're going to use. Because to people today, this is a mystery. It's no longer a secret. It was a secret that was hidden from Old Testament Scriptures and some New Testament Scriptures. It is no longer a secret. It is a mystery that should be found out to receive the blessings that it holds. But it's a secret hid from ages and from generations, which Paul was not permitted to make known unto the sons of men until the period of Israel's national probation was closed by pronouncement of the decree in Acts 25-28. But that decree once declared, he is authorized to communicate by prophetic writings the secret which had been revealed to him by the Spirit, as truly said, by Christendom. Those lofty thoughts and doctrines which he scarcely anywhere else utters, here he expounds. The structure as a whole shows that the greater part is occupied with doctrine. One half, as it concerns our standing, that would be the first three chapters. And the rest, as it affects our state, thus showing the sound doctrine is both the foundation and the source of right practice. And the date that this book was written is probably about the end of A.D. 62. And with that, I'm going to go on in with chapter 1. Verse 1. Just give me a sec to get my page set up here. Because even though I'm getting Gary to post with me the Ephesians scripture, I'm going to be, because it wasn't thoroughly put forth. And with that, okay, you got me back. I had to, like Gary said, re-key. I hadn't really got started yet. Okay. Because I looked up and I hadn't lost a connection yet. I don't know why I lost my key like that. That hadn't happened before. And with that, yeah, okay. Thank you, brother. Or sister, whichever one of you guys is posting. I'm sure it's D. Thank you, darling. And with that, we're going to start with Ephesians 1. Because I'm doing this one over, because the last study that I did, I was trying to do all the posting, and I'm allowing Gary to do the posting of the Ephesians letter, and then I'm going to post some notes, and in the hopes that I get the message across that I intended to get across the last study. Okay, in Ephesians 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus, and faithful in Christ Jesus. The faithful in Christ Jesus is us. We're faithful in Christ. We're not an Ephesian, but everybody from that point on, from A.D. 62 till to now, all faithful in Christ fall into this category. And two, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. In the notes, it's got in the CB notes, it's amazing how this works. The CB pulls your linear and straightens out the language, which makes the interlinear won't always match up with the CB notes, but the CB notes puts it to more of an understanding message for us. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who having blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ, and that in the heavenlies is Epiradius, and then in it says in heavenly places in the original, in Scripture, not the original, but in Scripture, and four other places in Ephesians it says that. The Ephesians letter is the only one that has heavenly places, or in the heavenly places. It's the only place it's at. And there's four references in heavenly places. It's Ephesians 1:20, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. And Ephesians 2:6, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places. And Ephesians 3:10, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church, the wisdom of, how did I miss that? Of God. But it's there, okay. In Ephesians 4:10, it don't say heavenly places, but yet it's very strong. He that descends is the same also that ascended up far above of all heavens, he might fill all things, all the heavens. That's panton, ton, uranon. This is the heavens far above all heavens. And also in Ephesians 6:12, for us, the wrestling is not against blood and flesh, and this is the CB notes, but against principalities, against powers, against the world rulers of this darkness, against spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies. And that's Epiphanius, just like the other ones that was mentioned before. And I'll get into this one when I get to Ephesians 6. And go back and read 3. And blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Ephesians 1:4. According as he has chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without blame before him in love. Christ chose us in him before the foundation of the world. This is the only place that you can see that. In the notes, even as he chose us out in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without blame in his sight, in love. And that's the only place. I done lost my note. Okay, here we come. Spread it out. And it shows us in him before the foundation. This is the only place other than John 17 and 1 Peter, which mentioned before the foundation of the world. And both of those are in reference to Christ alone. John 17:24, Father, I will also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. And this is the prayer that Christ was praying to our Heavenly Father before he was to be beaten and put on the cross. I can't help but every time I read John 17, it's to just to swell up and cry at the love that has put out to his Father. And in 1 Peter 19:20, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the world, before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. And that's in reference to our Lord and Savior again. And according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. And 5. Yeah, I got it, baby. Yes. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. And that adoption, the Greek form is huiotesia, and that's where our brother Mikey got his kick name from. It's adopted sons. And having in the CB notes, it's having foreordained us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. But that is adopted sons. And the adoption is of the sonship status bestowed on those who believe in Christ. And in Romans 8:28-30, I'm going to see if it posted. I didn't post. Golly, let's see. I'll post it partially. When we try to post too much, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, and to them who are called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknew, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, he did predestinate them also, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them also he glorified. Now, Romans here is not a heavenly calling, but yet this is still very prominent for us to see and to learn. And in Ephesians 1:6, we'll have to make this smaller. To the praise of the glory of his grace, which he hath engraced in the beloved. That's the CV notes. Am I still on? Okay. And it's 7. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. We've been redeemed. The word redemption there is the word apollotrosis, a compound of 575 and 3083, ransom in full, riddance, Christian deliverance, and redemption, in whom we have redemption through His blood, that's the blood of our Lord and Savior, the forgiveness of sins, or the forgiveness of transgressions, according to the CB notes, of the riches of His grace. In 8, Ephesians 1:8, which He caused to abound toward us in all wisdom and understanding. How did I get that? Okay. I got it. I know. Well, I'm doing the interlinear here. Which He caused to abound toward us in all wisdom. Y'all can hear Candy. She's in here scolding me. Okay. And 9. Having made known unto us the mystery of His will. I got to close out. Having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He purposed in Himself. And in the notes, having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to the good pleasure which He purposed in Himself, of which He denied within Himself, which He decided, I can't read, which He decided within Himself to do, and made known is gnosis, result of divine enlightenment, knowledge, understanding, and insight. And naturally the mystery is the mysterion, as what can be known only through revelation, mediation from God, what was not known before, as a supreme redemptive revelation of God through the gospel of Christ. And this known is epistemai, to put in the mind upon, comprehend, to know how to do anything, to know well, to have knowledge or be acquainted with. From E.W. Bullinger's book, The Knowledge of God, this knowledge of God is to be obtained not by reasoning, but by revelation. Not by intellectual attainment, but by God's gift through the Holy Spirit. And Ephesians 1:10, that the vision or an administration of the fullest, well, supposed to be that you done snuck one in on me, that the scripture reads that in the dispensation of the fullness of times He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him. And the notes, that in the dispensation of the fullness of sum up, literally, head up all things in Christ, which are below the heavens and which are on earth in Him. And the dispensation is relating to the task of an oikonomos, a steward, a household administration, the stewardship, management, trusteeship, and for an administration of the fullness of time to help head up all things in Christ, both the things in heaven and the things on earth in Him. And 11, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated, that's predestinated now, according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things under the counsel of His own will. As before, it's a predestination according to His purpose, which was just spoken of on verses 1, 4, and 5. And I got Romans 8 in a reference, Romans 8, 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose in 12, that we should be to the praise of His glory who first trusted in Christ. That is, first trusted is having before hoped. It's only here. The we being the saved members of the Pentecost church closed by the judgment pronouncement of Acts 28:25-28. In 1:13, in whom also ye trusted. This is continuing on with the mystery that starts up in 9. Having made known, I'm going to go back to 9 and I'm going to read, and those of you that's got the book in front of you, follow with me. Having made known us the mystery of His will according to the good pleasure which He purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times to sum up, literally head up all things in Christ which are in the heavens and which are on the earth, in whom also, this is still continuing on with the mystery before, we obtain an inheritance, having been predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will, to the end that we should be to the praise of His glory who have before hoped in Christ. Whom, in 13, whom ye were made an inheritance. I didn't get that one. That's good. In whom ye were made an inheritance also, having heard that ye heard the word of truth, your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed. Ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. To believe is the most prominent thing in Scripture. For Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. For us to believe God, believe this holy written word, God accounts us righteous for that. And did I get it? Yeah. I've already posted that. I'm supposed to do this one. There we go. In John 17, still the Lord in His prayer, sanctify them through Thy truth. Thy word is true. God's word is true. This holy written word that I'm looking at right now is true. I've been told in the barbershop that this word, and be looking at my Bible when they say it, this word cannot save you. I'm sorry. Yes, it can. Because through this word is our salvation. Through this word is every man's salvation that believes God's word. It can't be done any other way. There's only one way to the Father, and there's only one way through salvation, and there's only one way to the mystery. And that is through this word and through learning with the Holy Spirit's assistance through the Heavenly Father. And to put this in with the seal, it's 2 Timothy 2:9. The 2 didn't come out, but that's 2 Timothy. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His, and let everyone that nameth the name of the Lord, that nameth the name of Christ, depart from iniquity. This is a seal that every believer, it goes back to believing again. Once you believe, you have this seal. It can't be taken off of you. You can affect your standing in God. Once he starts delivering His prize, it can affect that, but you are still sealed with the promise that He has given you. And where am I at? 14? Okay. I just closed out. You goofy. I got to open back up my sword searcher here, guys. Hold on a second. Getting all excited with the word. I love this word, y'all. 1:14. Thank you, Gary. Who is the earnest of our redemption, purchased possession to the praise of His glory? And the notes in the CB, when compiled together, says that which is a pledge of our inheritance, a pledge. That's a promise of our inheritance unto the redemption of the purchased possession. Thank you, Lord. Unto the praise of His glory. Thank you, dear Lord. The purchased possession, an example of that is in Acts 20:28. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God, which He hath purchased with His own blood. And in 15, wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints. And the notes, I love the way these notes read out. Took me a little time to put them together. On account of this, I also, having heard of among you faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints. And 16, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. And 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and the revelation and the knowledge of Him. And the notes in 17. In order that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Him. And the entire, from 3 down to 17, is the purpose of God. If you read the entire part down through, it's been the purpose of God in Himself. And in 18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, and what is the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. The CB, the eyes of your heart having, notice that, the eyes of your heart, because it's within you, having been enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, and what is the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. The hope which is laid up for you in heaven can be seen in Colossians. Believe that? I'm sure everybody that I'm looking at knows that Colossians has the mystery message. It ties in with the Ephesians message. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, wherefore ye heard before in the word of truth of the gospel. And in starting in 19 starts the prayer of Paul for the saints. From 19 to 22 or 23 is a prayer from Paul to the saints. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of His calling. Oh, I'm in 18. I'm sorry, 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of His power, that's dunamis power for forest, to usward who believe, according to the working of His dunamis, mighty power, His resurrection. That's to us. And in the notes, the CB notes, is resurrection power. Amen. And what is the surpassing greatness of His power to us for who believe, according to the working of His mighty power? And 20, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His right hand in the heavenly places. That's the number 2 time that heavenly places is mentioned in Ephesians. It's where Christ, at this time, as this is written, is sitting at the right hand of the Father. And only, oh, I've already said only in Ephesians, the blessing mentioned in all Scripture. And in the wrought, let's see, Ephesians 1:20. Wrought is energio, to be active, effectual, be mighty in, show forth, be worked, to be effective, operative, to energize, or to be energized. And Ephesians 1:20 is, which He wrought in Christ, having raised Him from the dead and set Him at His only right hand, at His right hand in the heavenlies. 21. For above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under His feet. 22. To head up all over all things to the church, which is, 23, His body. The fullness of Him, the fullness of God, that filleth all and in all. And I want to finish out by reading the entire prayer up in Ephesians 17. In order that, and then I'm reading it from the notes, but you can read along in your Scripture. And what is the surpassing greatness of His power to us who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ Jesus our Lord, having raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places, far above every principality and authority and power and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but the coming one also, and put all things under His feet, and gave Him to be head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him that filleth all and in all. And that finishes up my study on Ephesians 1 this time. And I doubt I'll go over it again, but I feel I put it forth in the way that the Lord expected me to. And as I come even more into the knowledge of His Word, I expect to come forth even more. And I thank you all for praying for me. And I thank my Lord and Savior most of all for being with me through the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you so much, Lord. I can't express enough of the gratitude that I have, dear Heavenly Father, for you and your Son. And dear Lord, thank you for these blessed saints that is part of this body. And Lord, I ask that you be within the hearts of all these saints tonight. and see the people that is on their hearts that need a touch from you, Lord, whether it be a healing touch or if they just need to come to a better understanding of your word. And all these things that I ask, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you again, for it's in Christ's name I pray. Amen.